This is Twit.
You may have heard a new OnePlus device was announced and a bunch of reviews started hitting yesterday. The OnePlus Nord N10 5G. We had talked in the last couple of months when the OnePlus Nord came out, it wasn't coming to the U.S., but that OnePlus had hinted that there was going to be a Nord release for the U.S. sometime soon before the holidays. This appears to be it. So I have it right here. Of course, it's covered in my dog's hair, so my apologies. It's dusty in here. Sorry about it. It's also a fingerprint. It really likes fingerprints, this device. So the OnePlus Nord N10 5G. I'd say, I'm not here to give a full review of it because I have not been using it as my daily driver long enough to do that with. But I would say kind of from a hands-on impressions perspective, this is definitely a step in the downward direction. You've got the OnePlus Nord, which I actually really liked, right? This was, how much was it? 300 or 400 pounds,
I do like that blue.
Now, which blue are you talking about? The lighter or the darker?
The one on your left, the lighter blue.
So this is the Nord from a couple of months ago. I do too. I mean, this is a solid mid-range device. A couple of cameras front-facing. It feels nice. The Nord N10 5G, which is coming to the U.S., we don't have a price for it yet, but I guarantee you it's going to be a step down in price from the Nord that I have on the left here. It's just... like the design, so it's plastic, which doesn't bother me in and of itself, but it's the like tacky, kind of like tappy, empty, hollow feeling plastic, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that really bugs me. Like that gives me flashbacks of when all devices were plastic years and years ago. And yes, I totally had a thing against plastic phones, but it's because so many of them were plastic and they felt cheap. And I can't help it. This thing feels cheap. It feels like there's an air gap between the plastic and the internals here. And that just bugs me. Like
never a good feeling. I hate that squishy feeling, the squishy plastic feeling, right?
Totally. Yeah. You also don't get a alert switch. It's the first time that OnePlus has done that since, I don't know, the OnePlus 2, I think. I think the alert switch, that's the one that, I can show it right here. It's the little switch on the side here that allows you to go from silent to vibrate to, all speakers on. And this is the first device in years, OnePlus device, that doesn't have that. So it kind of loses its OnePlus character in that way. It's got a Snapdragon 690 inside, 6 gigs of RAM, 128 gig storage, micro SD card slot. So it does have a micro SD card slot. That's a nice addition. Also has a headphone port if you care about that. It does have a quad camera system on back. And I haven't really taken a whole lot of pictures of this. I've taken a lot of pictures. I haven't scrutinized them, though, and really looked at them up close. 64 megapixel main, 8 megapixel ultra wide, a 2 megapixel macro, which I can already tell you is not very good. We've seen it on a couple of their other phones, the 2 megapixel macro, and then also the 2 megapixel monochrome. And those two cameras, like, we know they're not good. It's all, I don't know. In my mind, it's almost better to just like leave those off and shave off a couple of dollars or replace the two with one that's usable or something. I don't know why they do that. Maybe just so that they can say that it's a quad core a quad camera system. The haptic motor inside just kind of has a cheap feeling. It's like, it kind of feels like a toy. 4,300 milliamp hour battery, warp charge 30T is included in the box. So now that we're tracking the fact that some phones come with charging bricks and some don't, this one does. So that's good. They are still sticking to the promise of high refresh because the display, which is a 6.49 inch 90 hertz 1080p LCD display. This is the first LCD display that OnePlus has used since the OnePlus 2. So, the viewing angles are not very good. All of this is to say that, like, it really depends on the pricing. This is listed at £329 British pounds. No U.S. pricing yet, but I don't know what the right price point is for this. I'm not getting a great feeling from it in my use of it so far. And it's just kind of a bummer. It's almost like OnePlus has always had a lot of personality, you know, a very distinct personality about their devices. And this one kind of loses it. It feels really bland and generic. And maybe that's the price of business when you're getting into kind of the low mid range, which I think is where this firmly is. But it's just kind of a bummer. And I'm gonna spend more time with it. This is not a review, like I said, but that's my impressions.
I still say Nord is not a good product name. Nord. And so it's, you start there, and then you go down, right? And then right? It's like if you're gonna have a bad product name, you need to back it up with a good phone. It doesn't look like they did that this time. So this is why Carl Pei left.
There are a lot of people that are.
I was thinking
that.
It.
A lot of people chatting. Yeah. I mean, maybe it is. You know, he had been there long enough, and through the very kind of very specific kind of personality driven era of OnePlus, now we see that OnePlus is opening things up, and hey, they're a business. I want them to succeed. You know, just like everybody does. Like if you start a business, you hope that you get to the point to where you can do this sort of thing. But you know, maybe that kind of removes a little bit of the unique character and identity of the brand. And I mean, it's all guessing and conjecture. We don't really know at this point, do we? Why he left? But the timing is interesting. It's hard to say.
Yep.
So, who knows?
Anywho, that's the N10 5G.